Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hockey.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
Here's joke of the week number one.
I stood waving to my neighbor for about 10 minutes this morning. Then I realized she was cleaning her windows.
Here is joke of the week number two.
I don't know if we should put this in our jokes, but Jeff Hewish from Homewood wrote in to say, I skipped the Super Bowl and I was walking along Pratt Avenue when an ambulance went by, and I noticed a small metal box sitting on the back bumper of the ambulance. It turned south on Martin. The box flew off. It landed on the inside of that stupid traffic round that's there. And I thought, well, it's time to be a good Samaritan. So I walk over. I pick it up. I open it up. There's a human toe inside, packed in ice. So I called the hospital, and they said, yeah, the ambulance arrived, but we don't have that box. I gave them the location and said, are you going to send another ambulance? They said, no, we're going to send a tow truck.
That was 45 seconds long. Ooh,
just made it.
What's the limit, Andy?
46.
Yep. Still, that wasn't speedy, was it?
No.
Here's joke of the week number three.
My personal trainer asked me, what kind of squats do you usually do? And I said, diddly.
That was quicker. Here's joke of the week number four.
Did you know Colin Firth has a brother named Colin Feckin?
Joke of the week number five.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a frog and John Williams will star as a human.
I got my DNA test results back.
Oh, yeah? What did it say?
I'm a tadpole.
How'd I do, Steve?
You did great.
See what happens when you take a day off? We harassed her, Steve, into that.
That was good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Joke of the week number six.
Hey, Ryan Burr, did you get the speed jokes?
I'm good. Yep.
You going to play the role of Steve Alexander?
I will.
And that was it. That's all I needed. That is joke of the week number six. Ryan Burrow as Steve Alexander, who missed a couple days this week, and they were doing their best job of it, Steve. And they did well, but they're not
they
you now,
great.
Are they?
Who's better?
They did great.
That's right. Who did it better? Here's joke of the week number seven.
John, I got on an old VHS tape and watched Star Wars last night. My favorite quote is, "Arg, Luke, ye scurvy dog, I be your father."
Andy, I think you got a pirated copy.
Get it? Here's joke of the week number eight.
Hey, Andy, you know why women love to watch curling?
No, why?
It's the only time they see men using a broom.
That's right, Ralph. All right. Here's joke of the week number nine.
Three guys want to scam their way into the Olympic Village. The first guy grabs a ski pole, tells the security guard, Johansson, skiing. They let him in. Next guy holds up a helmet and says, Kierkegaard, luge. They let him in. Last guy walks in with a roll of barbed wire, says, Smith, fencing.
You'll hear that joke again in 2 years. Here's joke of the week number 10.
And do you know that Good Samaritan thing where when checking out at the store, you should ask your checkout person what their favorite candy bar is and then buy them one?
Yeah, you told us that last week.
Well, I did it last night.
Well, good for you.
I should also tell you I was at the self-checkout.
Yeah, I saw that coming. Here's number 11, please.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a store manager and John Williams will star as a cashier.
Hey, boss, two guys just tried to pass off counterfeit $100 bills.
I see. What do they look like?
$100 bills.
Counterfeit. Don't you get it? Here's number 12.
The following sign was seen on the door of an area gynecologist.
Always at your cervix.
Joke of the week number 13.
Hey, if you get bored, try this. Go to a Walmart and then go into the fitting room, wait a minute, and then yell out, there's no toilet paper in here.
We got, one more. Joke of the week number 14.
I accidentally drank a bottle of invisible ink last night. Now I'm in the hospital waiting to be seen.
That just made me chuckle all over again. Still, that's not the one that's going to get my vote, so let's pick the joke of the week. Steve Alexander, which one did you like the best?
I like the only time men are seen using a broom.
I did hear you chuckle at that one. Okay, that's one for the broom. Let's see here. Lauren Lapka, joke of the week, please.
I just love the whole waving and window washing, because when first pictured it, I just couldn't stop laughing.
All right, that's one for that one then. Let's see here. Andy Mazur, joke of the week, please.
I like the diddly squats.
Diddly squats, yeah. Spreading the love.
Yeah.
Neil Fisher's our producer today. Neil, what do you like?
As the movie buff, I'm going to have to go with a pirated copy of Star Wars.
Wow, pirated copy of Star Wars. You've got a pirated copy. I'm going to go with Ryan Burroughs saying, yes, it's me, as Steve Alexander. Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. We will randomly select a name in a minute here, and we will give somebody a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.